I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Smith.
I'm Kaylin Bradnick, and we love scams,
and we're in the same room!
We're in the same room!
We're both in the studio!
Okay,
if anybody doesn't know, because I've probably told you a bunch of times, Sue and I Skype.
We Skype. She's in New York. I'm in LA. On different coasts.
Bi-coastal.
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast. We're covering those coasts. And now we're together because Sue, luckily enough, was judging a beer contest.
I got to judge a beer contest. I'm in New York judging a beer contest in Brooklyn. I've never done a more Brooklyn thing in my entire life.
And it's so perfect. I just flew home from a family vacation last night. Midnight, we're texting. It's just...
I'm leaving today.
Yeah, we could not be more exhausted, but more thrilled to be in front of each other.
I know. We have one day together, and we are doing 1,000 things. We're spending 8 hours together.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm telling you, that's what I love about New York. It's people just work themselves to the bone and go crazy.
Exhaustion.
And it's right up my alley.
Yes.
Love that. In LA, no one fucking works. Everyone gets to work at 11 and leaves at 4, and they're like, see ya.
That's kind of glorious. But no, we are the most intense work till you throw up people. And
I love
that. It's a community
that
I'm part of. Yeah.
I do love that. And you know what? I'm a Gemini, so it's like...
She's got both sides, guys.
Polar opposites. How was your vacation?
Nice.
I saw horses.
I saw
mountains.
I actually had like Instagram posting nerves because I feel like... I have this new place where I'm like, I want to post and share, like, look at how great this is, but also it doesn't do it justice. Like, I wrote one caption was like, my sister and I did a competition cake off for my parents and my brother, because it's on June 6th is my brother's birthday and my parents' anniversary.
And you were in Utah with your whole family.
Yeah, we went, so my sister's in LA, my brother's in Nashville, my parents are in DC, and we're in New York, so we all went to Utah because of like hiking, and we love horseback riding, and it's the off season in the summer. So many good reasons to go. And my sister, we had a family competition where we were going to cook different dinners and then like rate who cooked the best dinners with like different, you know, family members. And then my sister and I had a baking competition, and it was so much fun. And it was so great. I couldn't figure out a caption on Instagram. Aww. And I just was like celebrating a birthday and an anniversary. That was it.
Did you post it? I didn't see it.
It was lame, guys. I just had nothing creative to say because I was happy and peaceful.
And that's okay. And we love you for you. We don't love you for your captions. We love you for you.
Thank you. Because I got no captions on that trip. It was fun. And it also was just like one of those moments where you're there and you're in the mountains and you're looking at the mountains. And it's like, how do I don't have the words or the energy because I'm running around my 16-month-old.
But there's majesty, and you're like, how do I encapsulate the majesty?
I got to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, it's majestic.
It is. And so we did this one hike that was so fun. And basically, a bunch of the ski resorts then have additional hiking trails for you to do on the off season. And everyone in my family basically got a version of like either altitude sickness or dehydration. My sister got a stomach flu, and then she went to the urgent care there that was beautiful. They were like, and it was like an angelic hotel.
Yeah, it's clean other places.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've never experienced that. And they said she was the most dehydrated person they'd ever seen. And she had tiny little collapsed veins, but we were proud. You know what? She came in with a title. She came in. She took over.
She had sexy, skinny little veins.
The most littlest, delicate veins you could never find. And then
she lives in LA.
She lives in LA. She's so skinny.
She has the skinniest veins.
And so she came back, and then she gets like a weird call from a Utah number, and it was them checking up on her just to see how she's doing.
This is what I'm saying. Other places are better.
The rest of the country is nice.
People are nice. So I went to New York. I got in New York. I went to Juice Press, and the guy was fucking mean to me, and I was like, oh, I miss this, being mean to me for no reason. Thank you.
Oh, I don't exist. I'm just a nuisance.
Perfect. Okay. I'm a nuisance.
Yeah.
So what was I going to say? Thinking about the meal still. What did you guys all make?
So the only meal that was successful before we had like stomach issues, dehydration, or ate too much.
Before it all came out.
Yeah, before it was all done. We had a great fajita dinner because my husband's vegan. We're sort of pescatarian. Yeah.
I didn't know that about him.
Then my sister and I bought... we can totally cut this. I don't know enough about cake mixes. I love watching like baking shows, but I don't cook cake that often, cake. And one box of cake can make two small circle cakes.
Did not know.
So we got two boxes because we were like, oh, we'll make a layer cake. We had so much cake in this house that then we didn't know what to do with the cake. Then we tried to make icing. It turns out neither of us like this kind of icing, but it was just really fun and very chaotic. Mm. And then there's no words. There's no caption. There's only a podcast where I can repeat. My experience.
But can I say that it seems as though your family is not accident prone. They have a lot of ailments. And I'm not judging that. I'm just saying it's a fact.
Yeah.
They're always in the hospital.
I do tell Sue and Kate, our producer, that, you know, next week, who knows, I could be in the hospital because there's always something happening. Yeah. But yeah, we do. There's a lot of people with a lot of, you know, bodily functions that are just like coming and going.
Yeah.
We gotta
keep track of those bodily functions.
Yeah. I know. We're a very sensitive bunch, but also outdoorsy, so it doesn't make sense.
Right. You gotta go to any good hikes before Mackenzie's veins collapsed?
No, Mackenzie's collapsion was early.
Okay.
And then she like rallied as soon as you hydrate yourself, you're so much better. So she got like a stomach flu that dehydrated her, and then she was dehydrated as well.
But the thing is, when you're dehydrated, you don't want water. Like, you're nauseous.
You don't want anything. Yeah. No. So then she got that hydration up, and we went on this one hike, and it was so cool. Is that when you get to a certain point, we like climbed up this part that wasn't a part of the hike. It was sort of like an ex ski slope that wasn't in use, but we could climb to a certain point and you could touch snow. So we're in the summer, we're baking, we're wearing sunblock, and I was able to like climb up and touch the snow on like the Utah mountaintops. It was
majestic.
So cool. Majestic.
It's good.
I know. And some people in Utah are still skiing. Like the snow is really like granular. Yeah. Like kind of looks like itty bitty hail.
Yeah.
And you can still ski on that, and apparently in certain places in Utah, that's just like what happens at the end of the season. And it was just so cool. I love Utah, guys.
Great.
I love it.
Any weird Mormon encounters?
No. Mm. And so that's what I kept thinking. Like, luckily, I'm not part of any sort of like religious. We weren't involved in anything religious. And I was thinking, like, could I live here and not get like sucked into all of it? Mm. But they are lots of big families, very nice to kids. Mm. Having a kid is not a pain in the ass like it is in New York. Mm-hmm. Everything's very kid friendly. They literally like open up, they shut down a street fair and open up these stands and do all this stuff. And it's called, I forgot the name, but it's like basically a full day on Main Street just for children.
Oh, I know. Isn't that nice?
And that's what we're saying too. The rest of the world like is really nice about kids.
Kids, they really are.
Yeah.
There's like kids menus and shit.
Yeah.
Everywhere
so
else.
Kids yeah. Menus.
Kids menus. Kate is dying. Producer Kate is dying to talk. She has opinions about this, but she will not let herself be on the track. No. She hates when that happens in podcasts.
She's so great.
You guys, I realize we're talking about nothing.
But it's so nice.
But it's okay. We'll get to the thing. We're never together. And this is our podcast and our voices.
Our voices.
So we get to do that.
Yes. How was your flight down?
My flight was great. I took Alaska Airlines, which is the new, they're the ones that bought Virgin. And they're good. And it was easy. And you know what? I've always thought that I was a window seat person, but maybe I'm an aisle.
Aisle's so much freedom.
I might be an aisle because it's like I don't like asking everyone to move when I need to get up.
If you want to be private and if you want to like have that experience and if you are having a bathroom issue, I want to be right by that aisle.
Yeah.
I also like to like stick my, even though I'm a very short person, I like to stick my foot out
a little bit.
Your
tiny little feet. stick them out.
They want to be out there too.
And you know what? I also have a theory about feminism.
Yeah, tell me.
That's connected to this is that I think that the women are forced into the middle fucking seats.
Oh, yeah. We're
all
middle.
The time.
That's why.
Yes, they're forced into the middle seats because it's like when I'm traveling with my husband, he wants the aisle because he has this big fucking leg.
Yeah, we know.
And he's like, and then it's like, what? I'm going to get the middle and then we'll put, or I'm going to get the window and we'll put somebody in the in the middle in between us. No. What do I have to do? I have
suck
to get
it up.
Be the woman, get in the aisle and do my duty as a woman, and that's feminism. People, that is feminism.
It is. It really is. Also, so I thought the best part about traveling with a kid was like you get to go on early because you do have, we had to like load a car seat and I knew it would take a lot of time and all this stuff. No, we went up to go on and they're like, no, you're after first class, you're after group A, you're after this. And I'm like, well, that's not fair. You're like, okay, fine, I get it. I'm not rich, but like we still have to like, it's
where's
gonna
my
take
pre-boarding?
Us a, like, it's going to take us a while. So I kept like mistakenly they'd start pre-boarding and they're like, oh, no, you're after like the fancy people. And I'm like, great. Like if I paid for a first class ticket, I'd want to get on early. But there was like two other levels of fancy. And I was like, guys, I'm going to hold up the rest of your people because we got to put this car seat in. And it was weird.
You know what? All those fucking classes are a scam, too. They had.
Oh, yeah.
I was in class E on my flight out here, and I don't mind. I'm not classist, but I'm just like, this is excessive with the classes.
Yeah, don't call it a class. Call it an alphabet.
Yeah, this is an alphabet. It's not just a class.
No.
And there was like two more after me, too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just like such a scam, and they're just trying to sell you more shit.
You know the biggest scam, and please sponsor us. That's fine with me. Southwest Airlines. Like,
No shade, Southwest.
No
please
shade.
Sponsor.
Please, we'd love it. Yeah. But you just have to sign in or like pre, what is it? Like check in.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like rush. You have to get your number. You stand at like a number, and then you just like rush onto the plane.
Oh, so it's like general admission?
Yes, but if you check in early, then you get
a better seat,
a better number in order to board the plane.
Oh,
that's so stressful.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yes. And then they said if you pay more, we'll give you an official seat. So then we were talking like they create a problem and then they create a solution, but you pay for the solution.
Yeah. Scam.
Yeah.
Scam. Big time.
But you can sponsor us. It's fine.
It's okay. Like we will endorse your airline. Yeah.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anyway.
Okay.
Let's talk about our fucking scam today.
So we have a scam that Sue and I are both covering because it's nuts and huge. And I think a lot of people out there, I guess I'm too old to know about this, but there's a whole YouTube community that knows a fuck ton about
this. Everyone knows about it. Yeah.
Everybody knows that. I did not know.
Yeah. No, I did not know. I think people, a quarter of our age know everything about this.
Yes, yes, yes. A younger group. And so any Gen Xers are
listening to us.
We love her.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Our scam today is TanaCon.
TanaCon.
So
I thought it was TanyaCon because I do want to stick a Y in there.
That's funny because I thought it was TanaCon.
The name I've never heard before.
Tana.
She's a YouTube sensation, you
and,
guys.
Okay. How do you think her last name is pronounced?
I was reading Montague because I'm putting T's and Y's and everything.
I was reading Monjo.
Oh, that's pretty.
But I think it's like Mojo.
Manju.
Mangu.
Guys.
It sounds like people are saying it Mojo. So
yeah,
her last name is spelled M-O-N-G-E-A-U. She is a YouTuber.
She's 20 years old and she is a very successful YouTuber. She looks just like my reference is Real Housewives Kim from Atlanta, her family, and the Don't Be Tardy to the Party, Brielle.
Brielle and Ariana Bierman. Yeah.
She looks like them.
She does have a similar face to them.
Yes.
And I will say that that is a common face in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's a very like created face.
Yeah,
man-made.
It is a common face you will see over and over
again. Yes, yes. It's beautiful, big lips.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect skin, super blonde, fake eyelashes, fine.
So she is 20. I believe maybe she's 21 or 22 now. She has 3.9 YouTube followers.
A million, you mean?
3.9 million YouTube followers.
Yeah.
And she does the genre of like, she has her own genre of storytelling YouTube.
Yeah. It's sort of that that sort of extreme, fast-paced talking just to the YouTuber in her, you know, bedroom or hotel room saying like, hey guys, this is what's happening right now.
Like classic vlogging.
Yes.
But storytelling, she calls them story times.
She's incredible fans.
Yeah. Her canon includes my Tinder date tried to fuck my best friend in front of me.
Yeah.
Such classics as those. Yes. She's also, Wikipedia also considers her a rapper. She has released some rap debut singles.
Can we play some of that?
Yes.
Can we play a sample?
She has one called Hefner.
Uh-huh.
And it is not great for women, I would say. So she's friends with like Jake Paul. She's friends with Bella Thorne.
She's dating Jake Paul.
She's romantically involved with all genders, all YouTubers.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Can I play? I have Hefner, play. Right? Here is her hot track.
All these bitches out here trying to be a playmate, but I want to be Hugh Hefner.
I want to throw bands on his hands.
Fuck on your bitch like I'm Hefner. I take 10% like I rep her. No fake in my tits, but I'll check her. Your bitch give me brain like her neck hurt. I could count higher than 21. My bank is just fine, get your money up. Gold in my blunts if we rolling up. Red on my shoes if we pulling up. You used to drop them panties, now you drowning in them Zannies. Got my name all in your mouth. Yeah, your tweet just gave me clout. I'll drop 5K on a drop of fucking water. More ice on my wrist than tuition for your daughter.
Yo, I fucked your bitch. I'm sorry I'm rich and you're not.
Tana. I like her.
She's what you call a boss bitch.
Yeah. Also, she's saying, I'd rather be Hugh Hefner than a playmate. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she's taking control. Okay, I'll put it back on mute. Yeah. So, you know, she's a rapper. And I think that that is loosely defined.
Yeah. Also, there's another video that she says, I got caught having sex on a Ferris wheel. And more horribly embarrassing stories. I mean, she tells it all. She lets
she
it out
it
there.
She says it like it is. That's what she's doing.
I also think she...
Is it great for women? No. Is she a boss bitch? Yes.
Yeah. I think that there's this refreshing feeling that people just want someone to sort of yell in their face in an honest way. Like there's... Okay, so we're
just yell at them. I'm telling them like it is.
Yeah. There's something about that. If you're sitting at home, you're bored, you're eating Cheetos, if somebody's like incredibly animated or exciting, that's why I watch The Real Housewives. Mm. There's a lot happening, and I feel like I just did something with my day, even though I did not.
Well, no, but it's very entertaining. It is entertaining. And she's an entertainer, I will say that.
Yes.
So Tana, okay, so there's a thing called VidCon.
Right. We're YouTubers.
Yeah. So VidCon. Influencers. Yeah. VidCon is like this huge, massive convention for YouTubers to go and present and for the fans to meet YouTubers. And it's become this big thing where brands are sponsoring it. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think the first one was in 2009.
Yeah. I think it's the 10th anniversary this year. It's happening in the beginning of July. And so it's a big, big deal in the YouTube world.
It's also a way that a lot of I think it can be very chaotic, but then what I've noticed is that there's such a strong connection with these YouTube celebrities because they're literally like in people's homes watching them in their personal space. Mm. But then when you get the chance to see them in real time, mm-hmm. it's kind of a mind fuck. It's very exciting, and it's like all of these feelings that you've never really expressed in person to that, you know, icon of yours.
Yeah.
And you get to see them and meet them. So it does have a huge fan base.
Yeah. And to give you an idea of how big it's gotten. So it was founded in 2010 by Hank and John Green, who are these vloggers. And then it was actually bought in 2018 by Viacom. So Viacom now owns this thing. And it's big. It's so, and I know of it because when I, this advertising job I had, one of the candy companies that we worked on was like, we have to go to VidCon. We have to sponsor a massive event at VidCon. We have to Instagram live from VidCon. And I was like, what the fuck is VidCon?
Is.
Yeah. So it's a thing that candy brands, you know,
brands,
target.
Yeah.
Yeah. Candy companies specifically will target young children at VidCon.
Okay.
Get them to eat their candy, diabetes, all of that. So,
yeah.
So that's how
it's a younger, they're like teenagers and young, like 20s.
Under 25, everybody, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah. So then what happened was apparently Tana wanted to be a featured creator at VidCon, which would mean that she got extra security and an extra badge and just, you know, being like a golden child of YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
Yeah. So VidCon will... YouTube takes good care of its like top creators because they're making a ton of money and they just want to make sure they're happy. It's like working for a company, and YouTube wants to take care of you, wants them to be happy and have them on board. So VidCon is closely associated with YouTube. So they have these feature creator things. And Tana wanted this so that she would have more security, I guess. And
it's also like very prestigious in a sense.
Yeah.
Like you're in this YouTube community and then they're saying like, you are a big deal. We do take you seriously.
I think what the equivalent is getting on a Herald team.
Yeah.
It's like you want that.
Or even a weekend team.
Or,
it's pretty big.
Yeah, a weekend team.
Yeah.
Or doing ASCAT. We're doing ASCAT. So it's like you just want that validation.
Yes.
To tell you you're
doing. Of all your hard work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So Tana, one year, I think that's 2017, did not... She wanted to be a feature creator. She did not get asked to be a feature creator. So Tana was like,
pissed.
Yeah, she's like, I don't need VidCon. Fuck VidCon. I'm having my own con.
Well, she did a YouTube video like complaining and getting really mad at VidCon. And so she takes to her channel and all of her viewers, her millions of viewers, and says like, how dare they? And that's it. I'm sick of it. Fuck VidCon. Yeah, I'm going to do my own thing and I can do it. I don't need you, VidCon. So she makes a public, and she's even said like pretty like emotional erratic statement
yeah.
that she's going to create her own VidCon.
And might I remind you, she's 20.
Yeah, young girl.
She is 20 years old, so she's saying, fuck VidCon. It's very much biting the hand that feeds you, because mm-hmm. without YouTube, without VidCon, you wouldn't have advertisements. You wouldn't have...
You don't have a
I guess the last yeah, thing I want to leave you guys with is a question. I think all of the rebelled people and all of the unwanted people should host a little meet and greet in Anaheim, California on the same days as VidCon. I'd love to do it. So if you guys want to leave me suggestions of places in Anaheim to throw a free meet and greet below on my birthday at VidCon this year, let me know, because I'm going to find a place and I'm going to do it. Because fuck VidCon, and I don't want them to take your money, and I would love to meet you guys for free and cause a ruckus for free. Finally, after 2 years. And if you have any favorite creators that are not featured creators at VidCon, or if they're featured creators at VidCon, you should tweet them and tell them you'd like for them to roll through, because I would love to make this shit bigger, better, and freer than VidCon. And I want to let you know, as the CEO of my new meet and greet that I'm having this June, I care about you and I'm excited to fucking meet you. So yeah, that is why I won't be attending VidCon 2018 this year. I will talk to you guys in the next video. Bye.
As soon as they kicked me out, I cried. Well, as soon as they...
Wait, they kicked you out, Mario?
They banned me.
That's crazy! No way! There's a creator in my house who went through the same shit! Bitch, fuck VidCon.
So she's like, I'm gonna make my own thing called TanaCon. Mm-hmm. And she's her like... Name. She's like, you guys can all, to her fans, she's like, you guys can all come for free. It'll be your favorite creators, and it'll be during VidCon, while VidCon is happening. And it'll be... I think her.
I was playing with the headphones. She wanted it to be, so VidCon takes place in Anaheim, California, mm-hmm. and she wanted hers to be literally like down the street in walking distance, and sort of a big, huge fuck you to VidCon, so that if any there's spillover of VidCon or people were like, "Where's Tana? Tanya?
Tana?
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 Tanya? Tana. I will go. They'll go to her, mm-hmm. and they." She has said some ostensibly wants them to like leave and get as angry, and she wants her fans to get as angry. And she said that like multiple times. There's like interviews of her saying like, screw VidCon, I'm angry, and this is her revenge experience.
Yeah, so she says, she announces that she's doing TanaCon on May 26, 2018, and that TanaCon is going to be happening on June 22nd and 23rd, 2018. Which is less than a month away.
Yeah, so fast.
So fast. But again, it's like the audacity of being 20. You're like...
Well, yeah, and she says a lot of like manifesting what you want. And she said in her video, like, I can't believe I have all this support. So she was definitely wrapped up in her manifestation. And then the fact that people were believing her was a big deal for her.
Yeah, totally. And she, her whole thing is what she's saying, her whole thing is that... You guys can come for free. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You can come for free. And this is for my fans, and it's free.
And if you want to pay, you would be in the special VIP section, and you're like a influencer or whatever. She called you like a creator or something.
Yeah, like a featured fucking creator, I think she called that.
Yeah, and then so she did offer prices, and most people bought the $65 ticket because it wasn't like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And you feel really fancy.
Well, yeah, you get like a special meet and greet and shit mm-hmm. like that with all your favorite creators. So what happened? That was like leading up to it. So what happened was it was a shit show.
Yeah, it went badly, you guys.
As something...
If you can imagine.
As something planned in 3 weeks by a 20-year-old
does
would do.
Yeah.
So what Tana did was she hired a company called Good Times, which was run by another 20-year-old.
21. 21. He was a whole year older.
Oh, wow.
So wiser.
Michael Wheats.
Who knows?
I think his name, Michael Wheats. She hired his company to plan it.
Yes. And he was very confident as well and was like, don't worry, I do this all the time. I've done plenty of events. And so Michael also manages other influencers and YouTube celebrities. And he has said that he... came from his mom's company, a real estate company. His parents are paying for him. He dresses really fancy, wears, you know, Chanel and Gucci. Yeah. And so he and Tana decided they were going to do this together. So it's just these two very excited, very bleach blonde children.
Very bleach blonde.
Both.
Yes. It should be noted that during TanaCon, Michael is traipsing about on a Segway.
Yeah, they called him the guy on a Segway. So, but I do understand, like, being in chaos and gliding through on a Segway gives you a sense of gravitas. You know, you just sort of glide through all the problems. Let's set the scene for you guys. So it's in a Marriott hotel.
He's wearing full black, a black blazer. A vape pen in his mouth. He's wearing like a skull scarf, a Chanel pendant, like a dagger earring, bleach blonde hair with just a pompadour.
Yeah, just like a flock of seagulls.
A flock of seagulls. Yeah. Riding a Segway.
Yeah. And so he's going around and he is the, they talk about good times, the company, but it's just him and his company.
It's one good time.
Yeah. One time good. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah. We have to Yelp it. So they rent out a Marriott where people are still staying in the Marriott. Like, there are people who are just like regular people traveling who are normal.
Can you imagine just like hanging out in Anaheim to go see the Ducks or whatever? The Mighty Ducks.
I don't know what's in there.
And then you're like taken, it's like taken over by children.
Yes. So there's people in the hotel. The hotel, they've signed a contract that says it can only hold 1,000 people.
So yeah, they're like, capacity or certificate of occupancy is 1,000 people.
Yeah, there's documents signed.
And that's what their contract says. Yeah. And that's what the contract says. And our source is, we watched the Shane Dawson 3-part documentary on YouTube.
Shane, we're big fans right now.
We're big fans, Shane.
Didn't know about Shane before this.
Shane is great. Shane's great. We don't know. We're not in YouTube.
We're not that young.
We're not in YouTube.
No.
So the certificate of occupancy is 1,000 people. Michael says that Marriott is like, oh, you can hold 5,000. It's fine.
Yeah. And apparently just like, they just like sort of rolled their eyes and were like, oh, we can fit more people. Like,
everyone that's knows we can put 5,000. But like, that is not a thing. I don't think. I think people are very strict about certificates of occupancy.
So the number one thing that I've noticed, and as we explain this story, there's a level of legitimacy or taking seriously. Like, people will say facts to these two young people, and then those people in charge of this festival will sort of like roll their eyes and not take it. Like, the number one thing I've noticed is that they just go like, okay, well, that's not real. But someone is saying facts to you, and these two creators are choosing whether they want to believe that's real or could be fudge. Mm. And when you're just 20 and 21 years old, I don't think you have the life experience in all of these different facets to know like, oh, we can push the limit here or we can't there. Like, that's something that maybe someone who's a senior director in their field who's done 15 different concerts knows that, like, no, you actually can't with occupancy because the fire marshal will come in and you can't push it. But maybe you could push, the artist will play one more set. Like, I feel like there's certain things that you can fudge. And these two young kids just did not know the barometer of that.
Right. So they said, you know, that it could hold, they were expecting 4,000 to 5,000 people. So
the tickets they sold were that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the venue only holds 1,000 people. So then there's this line outside of kids waiting to get in.
In the parking lot in California.
The sun, in the summer.
Yep.
No water, no food, nothing.
No. And so for them, their main focus was, and it's even said in the documentary, which we can't recommend enough. This guy, Shane, is adorable.
Yeah.
You know, loves everyone. Very sweet. But they even say, like, we want there to be a crowd of people. We want there to be this need. It was really similar to what we saw in the Fyre Festival.
It's very similar to Fyre Festival.
Yeah, another shitty festival we covered, that, like, this idea of if there is a desire and people want to get in someplace and there's a line to wait, it makes it more coveted.
Yeah, so the venue holds 1,000. There's 4,000 to 5,000 people waiting outside, just like clamoring to get in. But what 15 to what she says in her videos and in her tweets is that 15 to 20,000 people showed up, and that's where everything went wrong.
Yeah, they've decided. So we're telling you all the facts that we've gotten from
Shane
reading. Yeah. Shane reading, seeing some facts written. But at the time, they're saying like, "Wow, you guys, like 20,000 people. We just like don't know what to do. It's so crazy. We have so many people that love us, and it's." You know, that information is also wrong.
So. Yeah, no, that's wrong. Shane, in his documentary, shows a picture of what 20,000 people looks like, and it is a football stadium.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
And then he shows a picture of what the TanaCon parking lot looked like, and it's not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people. It's just a long line that's like winds around. And that's, again, like, if you don't have that life experience and you're 20 years old, you don't know actually what 20,000 people look like. And if you see a lot of people clustered in a room, it feels very big to you. So a lot of these things were, you could just see it, yeah, with the immaturity, you don't actually know how to handle these situations. Also, for selling all of these tickets, they didn't get any water for anybody in this location. They didn't get any sun coverage. They didn't get...
No umbrellas, no appetizers.
They didn't have no apps. They didn't have enough security for these people.
She had told them... Well, we'll get into security in a second. She had told them that they would, the VIPs would all be getting gift bags that were quadruple the price
of tickets.
So
Of the tickets were $0. I don't know which one.
For VIPs, we're the only one getting gift bags. For $65, so $200 gift bags. But these gift bags had stickers.
Yeah, condoms.
Condoms called Tana condoms. Very clever.
Yeah, gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I don't want that.
They were basically trash bags.
Yeah, they were just like plastic, like pull-tie bags, backpacks.
And they had bracelets that said Gucci on them or
something. Yeah, Gucci like Queen or
plastic
something.
Plastic bracelets that said Gucci Queen.
And so...
Like a Livestrong bracelet.
Yeah. You better Livestrong to get through this.
Yes.
So the saddest thing is that while all these people were waiting to get inside the Marriott, which was at capacity and not allowing people in, and people were in line thinking that they were going to get in, is that children, like... 15-year-olds, 13-year-olds were getting bad sunburns. Really, really bad sunburns.
They were getting bad sunburns. We saw some pictures of that. And like...
One girl got trampled.
One girl did get trampled.
By a rush. Crazy.
You don't want to get trampled.
And don't get drunk. Don't get trampled.
Don't get drunk or trampled. No. Bad. So when I was reading the articles on this, I was like, oh, boo-hoo, these kids got some sunburns. But then when I watched the documentary, I was like, holy fuck, like, this one girl's makeup is a completely different color than her chest.
Her chest was really bright red
and her makeup was yellow. I'm like, ugh.
I've gotten plenty of sunburns in my life, and it's so upsetting because it stays with you. It's not something that's like you get, I don't know, I'm not going to like poo-poo dehydration, but you can't drink some water and take it away.
I know,
like,
just ask Mackenzie.
Yeah, that's my family members who've gone through it. But that sunburn lasts for so long.
Yeah, it's bad. And you don't want kids to have to go through this shit.
No, and also like these kids, I guess when someone's older than you and has a YouTube following and has a lot of money, you're like, well, they know.
They know.
And that's sort of what Tanya was saying about the guy that was 1 year older than her, Michael, is that she said that he must know because he's done this before. So everybody sort of deferred to somebody a year or two older than them for their safety, really.
Yeah. And now, speaking of safety, now security was an issue. So in Shane Dawson's thorough and comprehensive documentary, which I love the journalism, it's great. He says that usually there are about 50 security guards per 5,000 people for an event of this size.
Yes.
TanaCon had 25 guards, which is not good. And apparently the guards were shitty guards.
Well, they had interviews with these guards and they're just the same age as the kids. Mm-hmm. So they're technically in charge, but they kept saying, like, we don't know what to do. This is beyond us in a sense.
Yeah. And there were no... There were no directions. So, and they said they spent $60,000 on security, whereas VidCon proper spends $1 million on security.
Yeah.
And the thing that really just kind of like broke my heart a little bit is that like there were no metal detectors. Like there was one part in the documentary where kids thought a shooting was happening.
Yeah. Kids just started running down the hallway. And in our horrible world right now, that one of the options isn't like, oh, there's a rush or there's something free, everybody's running. There's a rush because there's a shooting.
Yeah. And that was like a very real thing that could have been happening because there were no metal detectors and very little security. And like, ugh.
And it's also something that these children deal with in school, and you have drills. And so even for Marriott to not put up security is kind of crazy for their own hotel. I don't know.
I mean, there may have been wands or something. I just didn't see any of those, like, it didn't look like there were metal detectors from the documentary.
No, it didn't look safe in any way. Mm-hmm. Guys, hi. We're taking a second to say thank you to you all. On our Patreon, we have patrons that have donated like a dollar here or there or monthly. And we want to specifically thank Jennifer Taylor, because if you donate to Scam Wow on Patreon, you get a scam of the week that you need to watch out for. And Jennifer Taylor, I'm going to tell you, watch out for rando horoscopes. Like, I have a friend, a good friend of mine, that just made up horoscopes for a popular website.
What?
And she's a comedian. And she's like, you know what? I think it's just this. So just check out.
You have to tell me.
You got to check out your horoscope if you want, like, maybe compare it to another horoscope. One time I went to two psychics in one day to, like, check them on each other. And they both said I was
hunting for
something.
You got a second opinion.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. They're like, you're hunting for something. I'm like, duh, I'm paying you money to tell me, you know, I'm nervous and I'm in college.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jennifer, if you're like at like a fun website that's just like giving out horoscopes, it's not really a reputable psychic astrologer type, just double check. You know, if you go on that website for lip gloss and you come across a horoscope, just like, you know, background check it. Don't get scammed. Okay, thank you again, Jennifer Taylor.
Thank
we
you
love
Jennifer
you
Jennifer Taylor. And I have a special shout out and thank you to our Patreon patron, Jesse DeSazio. Jesse, I know you're a savvy guy, but I
looks like it's $1. All of a sudden, it feels like you need it.
You do need it. Yeah. Be wary of like unnecessary purchases.
Yeah. That like they just put at the.
They
like,
get you. They that's get how they you. Get you at the register.
You're like, oh, that's it gets my mom every time, but she always has.
It gets me a lot.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that's such a good deal. It's 50 cents. But then it's like, do you need that in your house?
No. Will it bring you joy?
No.
No. So, okay. Jesse, be wary of those things. And thank you so much for donating. Thanks. On our Patreon, you guys. Go to patreon.com/scamwowpodcast and you can be a patron too.
Yeah, and then we'll tell you what to watch out for.
Mm-hmm. Outro for part one.
Yes. Guys, thank you so much. We got to take a break. There's just too much
to cover. There's too much Tana.
Tonzi has so much happening that it's a two-parter for us. Also, we're aged and there's a lot to cover.
We're tired.
We're tired. There's a lot.
We need a break.
We need a pizza snack and we're going to come back and we're going to give the second half.
We just ordered so much fucking pizza.
Look, we order pizza. We're in the same room together. It's a wild moment.
So we're going to take a break, eat our pizza for a week, and then bring you the next installment next week.
The second part. And guys, if you had any experience in this, if you were a sunburned young person, please call us and let us know. And we want to hear your experience. The Hot Tip Hotline, which I'm obsessed with and I need you to call me because it makes me feel better, is 347-509-9414. You can also DM on ScamWow Podcast on Instagram because I'll always respond to that.
Yeah, and Katie's always right there for you on Instagram.
I love it.
You can email us at scamwowpodcast@gmail.com. Also, our Instagram has our links to every single thing
that
we have. We have like a Patreon, a Twitter, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.